Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Friday the 27th of March and this is Adrian Dale with a daily emergency briefing for the village. Well, yesterday was a much more relaxed day and we all seem to have settled into a lockdown routine in the village. The first priority is foraging for supplies, something we used to call shopping in the dim and distant past. The early birds amongst us venture out and they report back on the stock levels and queuing times. This is really helpful. So please keep it up, everybody. It can certainly save wasted trips and unnecessary exposure to the virus. In fact, if only one of our most senior and respected residents had listened to yesterday morning's bulletin before he went shopping, his wife wouldn't have had to queue around the Waitrose car park whilst he went across the bridge to M&S. Now, there are two lessons here. Firstly, please listen to the daily bulletin as your first task of the day. And secondly, don't go shopping when you should be shielding yourself. And yes, you know who you are. Your far-flung family in London and Australia has asked me specifically to make an example of you today. They're very worried about you, always going out and about. Now, the village loves and respects you both, but we want you to stay safe. So please stay at home. We will help you. Seriously though, folks, there's no reason why anyone who should be shielding themselves needs to go out to venture to the shops or the pharmacy. There's no shortage of offers of help, even to post a letter, as Shirley Russon found yesterday. Thanks to Jane Langham for helping, by the way. We're all in this together, and it's in everyone's interests to help each other. Later on, James Bird brought up an important point about wheelie bins being a possible source of virus transmission. And this was followed up by concerns about the refuse collection staff huddling far too close together when they're waiting for their wagons. Now, within minutes of James's post, I had a private message from Melissa Honour. Their company, Midland Safety Solutions in Wellingborough, has now been asked to supply our refuse team with a whole range of sanitising equipment for use on the lorries. But even when this is in place, the advice will still be to wash your hands for 20 seconds after handling any bin. Candy Thornton Scott posted a brilliant video from the Beatles to help us yesterday. Call with the catchy lyrics, I gotta wash my hands, I gotta wash my hands. Don't worry, I'm not gonna sing again. But it really drives the message home if you listen to it. After you touch anything at all, please wash your hands. It may save your life. And on the subject of health, Chris Pentland pointed out that with all the extra cleaning products we're using in the house, we shouldn't forget the advice from our grandmothers. Let in some fresh air. The weather is perfect for flinging open those windows and blowing away the cobwebs. We finished the day with a beautiful sunset over the village and a couple of pictures of it on the forum. There were a few bottles of wine and jokes about it, and a lovely picture of Vicky Hardy's son in a parish council high-vis tabard doing more litter picking around the allotments. They even found a TV round there. After a lovely day like that, you could almost be forgiven for thinking that we got the problem beaten as a village, especially after the number of UK deaths reported on Wednesday evening were so low. Three things wiped the smile off my face in the evening. Firstly, the government admitted that the Wednesday figures were wrong, far too low. On Thursday, UK deaths leapt over 100 and were indeed back on the curve where deaths double every 3 days. We're just 2 weeks behind Italy. That's serious. Then I had a call from Arthur's daughter-in-law in London. Emma was worried we might be struggling for food supplies and wanted to know whether we'd be interested in having a lorry load of fresh food delivered to the village directly from the suppliers where they have special contracts. It was a surreal conversation. We seemed to be talking about different countries. She's struggling to coordinate the feeding of thousands of vulnerable people and we're worrying about the length of queues at Waitrose. This chaos has all happened in the last 2 weeks in the boroughs of Westminster and Camden. And finally, my son Johnny, who's in the army, has been called off leave and put on 24 hours notice to deploy to London. So best of luck, son. Do your bit. So that sunset certainly lulled me into a false sense of security, and tomorrow I need to redouble efforts to ensure that we're ready. However, the day ended on an absolutely brilliant note with the village clapping in unison at 8 p.m, thanking the NHS and our other frontline workers for the wonderful job that they're doing. Collectively, we can beat this virus, but please be clear, we're just at the beginning of our battle in our little corner of England. Don't let your guard down. That virus is out there, and you know what to do. Thanks for listening, folks, and above all, stay home, stay safe, and protect the NHS. One day, you may need them.